Hi, I'm Jamie Ananda McConaughey. Welcome to the Tantric Life podcast, where we explore all things Tantra as a way of living a balanced life, integrating health, sex, love, and spirituality for deeper inner peace. Hello, divine friends, and welcome to another episode of the Tantric Life podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about tantric dating, and more specifically about why is dating so hard and how to take a more loving approach towards dating. So have you sometimes had the feeling or wondered, why is it that dating is so hard? Yeah, well, you're not alone, right? Most people who are or have been dating think that it sucks. A survey of almost 5,000 US adults carried out in 2019 by the Pew Research Center found that 67% of people reported that their dating life was awful, with 75% saying that dating was really difficult. So yeah, so most people find dating difficult and awful. So of course, dating is complicated. You know, humans in general are complicated. So any kind of human interaction, especially intimate romantic interactions, is always going to be complicated. It's never easy. But what often happens is that we make life more complicated for ourselves than it needs to be. As the Chinese philosopher, you know, Confucius, he said, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. And I think this holds true for dating. You know, in our quest to find the one, we make things much more difficult than they need to be. And unfortunately, the conditioning that we get bombarded with as we grow up, and from the society, from education, from our family, from our peers at school, it kind of leads us and conditions us down this misguided path when it comes to love and romance and dating. But the good news is there are ways and tools available to us to turn this around and make dating quite a lot easier than we've experienced up to now. And Tantra is one such way. You know, the path of Tantra is this remarkable philosophy dating back thousands of years to India. And it's perfectly suited for living a spiritually fulfilling life in today's modern world. And, you know, by adopting a tantric approach, we can make the dating process so much more fun and enjoyable and rewarding. And me personally, before I discovered Tantra, I struggled with dating process. You know, like most people, I found it frustrating to have to keep on searching and messaging people and going out on dates and then getting disappointed that, you know, we didn't click, and then I'd have to go back and start the whole process again. And yeah, it's exhausting and it drains your energy. I remember many times feeling very kind of having like a critical attitude towards dating, which only served to close me off to better experiences with dating. So looking back, I can see how I was stuck in a more like the conventional approach to dating, which is one which is based on a sort of unloving and negative attitude about myself and about others. I think it's sad but true that modern society in which we're brought up in conditions us to be very unloving towards ourselves, even maybe on a subconscious level for some people, but it's definitely there. You know, we're programmed to not really value ourselves fully, to focus more on our imperfections. And, you know, the media makes us demonize those parts of ourselves which are not acceptable as beautiful in the eyes of social media, you know? And the media in general brainwashes us. with marketing and advertising to make us feel inadequate. You know, we're subliminally encouraged to compare ourselves to others and to build this false idea of happiness based on seeing the faults of others so that we can feel better and less insecure about our own faults. And many people, I think, subconsciously carry this mindset into the dating process. You know, this conventional way of dating encourages us to feel like there's something wrong with us and that there's probably something wrong with the other person that we're going out on the date with. Perhaps for women, this may typically be the feeling that, you know, I'm not attractive enough. And for men, this can typically be something along the lines of like, I'm not accomplished enough, or I'm not confident enough, or some other variation of these false beliefs. You know, all too often we enter into dating with extremely kind of restrictive and limited criteria about what we want in a romantic partner. And, you know, we're telling ourselves that, oh, well, you know, I have high standards. And okay, that's good. But we can be too extreme with this, and it can lead to totally unrealistic expectations of what we're hoping to find in a potential romantic partner. And sometimes I think about law of attraction because a lot of people teach law of attraction to attract your ideal partner. And sadly, I think many people misunderstand the law of attraction in this regard, you know, when they're looking for their soulmate. A lot of people believe that with law of attraction, you have to stick very rigidly to that sort of clear, detailed vision of how you want your future partner to be. And I think this teaching of law of attraction about, you know, creating that vision, creating a very detailed vision of your ideal partner, this teaching, I think, is meant to help you kind of evoke the emotions and the positive feelings that will attract someone into your life. You know, it's about feeling the happiness and the joy and the success and feeling like you already have it in this moment. That's how law of attraction works, to attract a partner into your life. But if we become too fixated on looking for our exact, you know, type, you know, we've got like a list of criteria and requirements. And when we go out on a date, we're looking for exactly that match. Then, you know, we risk missing out on opportunities for true love. You know, when we don't have that flexibility to just enjoy and discover new things that we might be attracted to in a partner, then we miss out on this possibility of finding that true soul level love. You know, instead of focusing on the authentic beauty of their quirks and their imperfections, instead we're looking out for potential deal breakers. I think it's very common, I did this myself when going out on a date, that we're constantly evaluating whether or not this person is a good candidate for that sort of fantasy of a perfect relationship or of perfect love. And if this person's not a good candidate, if they don't tickle the boxes, or if there is something that we feel is a deal breaker, then we have this attitude of like, okay, well, I'm just ready to discard this person and move on. Just drop them like that really quickly. And later it just becomes like a sort of a horror story that you can laugh with your friends about. I think I'm not saying that we shouldn't have standards when it comes to dating. And yeah, there are some things which are deal breakers, but this whole kind of mistaken mindset about being too obsessed and too extreme and too fixated and too attached to our type of wanting to have a relationship with somebody who's exactly what we're looking for. This is the mindset which makes dating so difficult. So on the other hand, the tantric approach starts from the basis that everyone is an expression of the same divine consciousness. In his book, Introduction to Tantra, Lama Yeshe from the Tibetan Buddhist Tantra tradition He says that the nucleus of each human being, each person's essential nature, is something divine and something pure. And from this perspective, every single person you meet has the potential to be your beloved. Every person you chat with or go on a date with is exactly the right person for you in that precise moment. It's the divine in them interacting with the divine in you. And that interaction is happening for a reason. You know, even if you choose to go your separate ways after, there was something in that interaction, something in that experience that has enriched both of you. Some lesson was learned, or some feeling perhaps was awakened. And it could be some new feeling that you felt, or it could be that some long forgotten feeling from the past was triggered or stirred up. And these are all things which will give you an opportunity for new insight about yourself. Oh, and by the way, if I can just briefly interrupt the conversation, just to let you know that if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at thetantriclife.com or on Facebook, The Tantric Life. I'd love to hear from you. And just to mention the project I'm working on, I've developed an online dating site for Tantra. It's called youtantra.com. It's an online community for Tantra dating, connections, and events. It's a safe and private and respectful space where you can find and connect with others who share your interest in Tantra. And I have a special offer at the moment where you can get 6 months premium subscription for free. So go over to youtantra.com. That's youtantra.com. Okay, thank you. Now let's get back to the topic. And when we recognize that everyone is special, that everyone is a unique and living spark of the divine, then we realize that the person we are with right now in this moment can be our beloved. You know, whether it's just chatting online for the first time or you're out together on a date, this person is our true love, even if only for that moment. And in that moment, we have an opportunity to share a profound love just through simply opening up our mindset and opening up our attitude a little and just dropping our guard a little to not be so defensive and to express and show a little bit of vulnerability. It doesn't have to be that we bare our soul on the first date, but just, you know, opening up a little to this person. As Catherine Allman says in her little book, Tantric Dating, the beloved is not somebody you're going to meet in the future. It's not somebody who's going to ride in on a white horse or be spotted across the dance floor. Right now, this is where love is available. This is who it is possible to love. Are you available for this love? And I think that's a great point that she makes. We can open to the feeling of love with anyone that we meet. It doesn't mean that you're going to get married and spend the rest of your life together. But you can interact in a loving way and you can catch a glimpse of that divine love that's in them, which is just equally divine as the spark that's within you. And it makes for a much more enjoyable, fun experience. And even if you decide that you haven't got things in common, you can still go away having shared a little bit of love, having been inspired and elevated in your spirit, in your heart, in your consciousness. And it's a much more enjoyable, positive experience for dating than this conventional mindset of, you know, we're looking for the faults in someone and you feel faults in yourself and you feel like you're not worthy. And so you can't even project that love towards someone else if you can't even love all of the parts of yourself. That's a mindset which drains your energy in the dating process and makes you feel frustrated and exhausted. So I would like to share with you a tantric dating tip, which helped me and to meet my true love partner. And that is to devote more time to loving yourself and dating yourself. And take the time out to do nice things for yourself. That's what I mean by dating yourself. cultivate this tantra mindset of loving yourself, recognizing that you are divine by nature. And then you can see this same divinity in other people. But it's not just enough to say, I love myself. It's not just enough to think I am divine and I value myself and I love myself. You have to show it with actions. You know, it's like in any relationship, it's not enough just to tell someone you love them. You have to show with your actions. So do things, do loving things for yourself. Treat yourself in some way. Maybe buy yourself a gift or go somewhere special. Treat yourself to a massage. Show the divine within you your love through loving actions towards yourself. In the Tantra text, the Tantrasara, written by Abhinavagupta about 1,000 years ago, we find this beautiful verse. In the heart lotus of awareness, the bee of self-awareness buzzes, cherishing its own radiant beauty, humming, I am Lord Shiva, overflowing with the reality of all beings. Isn't that beautiful verse, you know? Embrace this tantric way of cherishing your own radiant beauty as a very special and unique part of the immense universal divine consciousness. That is who you are. That is your true essence. That awareness at the back of your mind, at the back of your thoughts, is the divine consciousness. And you can connect with it and you can feel it. And you can bring that into your life and bring that into the dating process. View people with compassion and empathy and love. Understand and accept a person in their totality. You know, all of their qualities, all of their quirks, all of their faults and imperfections as well. It's all a part of their own unique divine essence. And remember that nothing about you is broken, you know, or wrong, or unspiritual. There is no need to be ashamed of your own imperfections, to be ashamed of your own wounds, or the wounds of others. We all have imperfections, everybody does, and everybody carries with them wounds from the past. But all those things, they make up your uniqueness, and they're the lessons that you're working through, which help you to grow in exactly the way you need to in this moment of your life. Everything about you is beautiful. So I encourage you to embrace this tantric way of dating, a more loving approach. So that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. And this episode is going to be part of a series exploring this theme of tantric dating and how tantra can help you to awaken that divine magnetism that will attract into your life a more fulfilling and loving relationship. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I will be back again soon with another interesting topic about tantra on the Tantric Life podcast. Thank you. Bless you.